Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I guess we'll just
Hey guys, Matt's not prepared. This is the 77th podcast.
Well, what I was saying was, let's stop saying the episode number in the podcast so we can backlog them more. And then you interrupted me and said, Matt's not prepared.
Well, this one's definitely going to be 77.
Yeah, this one's definitely 77.
But we don't know what the other ones are going to be named.
We don't know, man. Might mix them
probably
up.
Probably 78, 79.
Ooh, I don't know.
Who knows?
From now on, let's take out episode titles and just make it episode 77. Get rid of custom.
Let's spell out 77.
Every episode name is just the spelled out words.
And then in parentheses, it's the actual number just in case people don't know what 77 spelled out is.
Why would someone not know that?
Because they don't know how to read.
They gotta be stupid.
But they know what numbers are. They can count to 10.
Man, I remember in high school, I learned that when typing a proper report, you keep numbers under 10 spelled out. And then anything above, you put into just regular numbers.
You know what else you put into regular numbers?
What?
Your debit card number when you purchase a pair of MeUndies.
All right, Ryan, real talk. You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right?
Yeah, boy.
But that perfect balance is hard to find. You don't want to sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best pair of underwear in the world.
MeUndies will be the most comfortable pair of underwear you will own. Made from a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fiber. Naturally soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton. They're the ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked, not be naked.
That's me about every day, 24/7, baby.
And for the fellas!
Hey, my boys.
MeUndies Diamond Seam Pouch cradles your jewels and gives your stuff the support it needs without feeling too tight.
Tight!
Ladies will love the soft, eco-friendly fabric, so soft that you can touch them.
Right now, MeUndies has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You can go get 20% off your first pair and free shipping. That's crazy, man. And MeUndies is so sure you'll love their underwear, they even offer 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Now, Matt, did you just say 100% satisfaction guarantee?
I said 100%, Ryan.
100%.
Not 99, not 98, not 100.
And it helps out your favorite boys in the process.
It does. Your favorite boys you're listening to right now. This helps us out if you do. It's how it keeps us afloat.
You purchasing a pair of underwear from MeUndies helps you boys out. Anyways, go to MeUndies.com/supermega.
That's MeUndies.com/supermega.
MeUndies, you know, making us feel like the richest men alive.
Yeah.
Like the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. He's now officially the richest man on earth.
That's what his name is.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
Is he famous?
Ryan, he's the richest. You know who Jeff Bezos is?
Jeff Bezos?
He's the CEO
sounds
of
like
Amazon.
A sandwich shop owner.
Jeff Bezos?
It sounds like it should be like Mr. Submarines. Amazon. Then I'd recognize his name a lot more.
Mr. Amazon?
Mr. Amazon.
Like, Jeff Bezos has the full money and power to get his name legally changed to Mr. Amazon. Why doesn't he do that?
What color is he?
White. Why does that matter, though?
I was just asking.
Why are you bringing that up?
I wanted to get a picture of the man. Is he balding?
Yeah, I think so. He's kind of goofy looking. I hope he doesn't listen to our podcast, because that's one more billionaire we need hating us.
I know. Did you hear that if you mention Tesla in a podcast, they'll send you 5 free Teslas? Hey, Tesla.
What if I'm like, oh, Ryan's doing a bit right now. I mean, like, all of a sudden outside our apartment one day, someone comes up like, hey, your Teslas are here. We go downstairs, there's like 5 Teslas down there.
I'm like, Matt, which one do you want?
Ryan, what is this? I told you, we said it on the podcast. It's 5 free Teslas.
And then they actually do it to make a meme out of it?
Yeah, Tesla, real talk, you do that.
the internet's going to love you for it, and I'm going to love you for it, and we're going to shout you out every podcast, and more people are going to buy Teslas. Lower the price a little bit, but yeah.
I mean, I think the price...
You get what you pay for, I guess, with a Tesla, yeah. You know?
You know.
I'd love to get a Tesla.
I don't have one, and I'm not financially set to go out and buy one right now.
Pussy.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man.
It's whatever. I would love to own a Tesla.
Oh, man.
I'd own one of the bigger ones.
That's like a dream car for me. I'd probably get, if I could pick any, I'd get a Model S, because I like the Model S.
Which one's that?
It's like the
crossover one. Okay,
one? The sports I don't know. One. It's not like a sports car, but it's nice.
What
I like it.
Like the family car, the crossover.
It looks so weird. I love it, though.
I think I'm getting to that stage in my life where I want a bigger car. I've had a Jetta. I have currently a Fiat.
It's like a little wagon.
Yeah, and I went to South Carolina and rented a truck one time, and then I got to drive around in just like I can't even remember what it is. It was a boat of a car. But I just remember driving that truck. I'm like, man, I actually like being a little high up, having a good bit of room around just me.
Yeah, no, I know, man. My dad had a pickup truck, and when I was in high school, I had to drive it when my mom would have her car. So I just remember like how much I hated driving that thing because it was so hard to park and it turned so wide and I always felt like I was gonna bump into everything. And then one time I did, I knocked the mirror off. My dad was so mad, he took off his belt and he whipped me with it several times.
No,
gave me
he
lashings.
Didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He poured grits on the floor and he said, "Put your knees in those grits, boy." And I did. Hurt really bad. And he took off his belt and went whoosh, whoosh.
is that like a famous way of?
The grits
of
thing?
Hitting
yeah.
your kids?
Oh, well,
you put grits on the floor so their
well,
knees...
Well, no. Have you heard of that? Like, it was an old-timey thing I think parents did where they pour grits on the floor, like raw grits, and then you'd have to, like, kneel on them. So, like, because grits hurt because they're, like, little grains of
ow.
Sand. So then it, like, cuts your knees after, like, 30 minutes. They did it in some movie. Secret Life of Bees, I think.
Secret Life of Zack and Cody?
The Secret Life of Zack... But it sounds like they have a romance together. The Secret Life of Zack and Cody?
It does sound like a romance. Sounds like a Nicholas Sparks type thing. It's like his first gay novel.
Has he done a gay novel before?
Probably. Yeah, he has to have. Right? Let him go look
Wait,
it
no,
up.
No, no, no. Doesn't he have a movie coming out? No, that's one of the Vlog Brothers. The one that wrote The Fault in Our Stars.
Nicholas Sparks.
Gay.
Gay book.
Yeah. He wrote a book called The Gay Book.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yep, this one's gay.
Hopes you'll forget about his anti-gay past.
Nicholas Sparks!
Anti-gay past. And hopes you'll see The Longest Ride anyway.
Okay. Well, I guess we have to go see
back
it.
Back in 2015.
2015 sounds so far away now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is far away.
Look at us growing up, Ryan. A couple of schoolyard mates having their dreams come true, growing up, getting sponsored by MeUndies.
When I think about, man, I graduated high school in 2012. It's 2018. I'm like, oh, shit.
Damn, dude. Your five-year high school reunion is already passed.
Do they have those?
I don't know. I think they just do 10-year.
Oh.
Are you going to go to yours?
I think so. Just because I like being sad. I feel like I just get very sad at mine.
It's like, hey, guys.
There's no way I'd not
That's
be
after
sad.
You've lost all this and you're like a crack addict and everyone knows the story.
Is that going to happen in 40 years, Matt?
I'm just sad.
My 10th high school reunion isn't that far away.
Well, it's pretty easy to mess up your life with crack.
It is. Some people can do crack.
Would you maybe want to do and then, crack and, sometime?
No. I'm just saying some people can do crack and maybe one time they do it, they get like superpowers. And then everyone's like, okay, that person got superpowers from the crack. Therefore, crack isn't all that bad.
Have you ever thought, would you judge me if I told you I had smoked crack?
Did you get superpowers?
I mean, I haven't. I'm not saying I've smoked crack. I'm just saying.
But if you, in this theoretical story, I mean, whatever it is, and you smoked crack, did you get superpowers?
I mean, I felt like, or I would have felt like that if I had smoked crack once.
You think you can shoot webs or something out of your wrists?
I imagine if I had smoked crack once, I would definitely have felt capable of, you know, shooting webs out of my wrists. And
that's fucking awesome.
It was really fucking great. Let's go smoke some crack.
Okay.
Let's do, instead of like a drunk gaming series, let's do a high on crack gaming series.
High on crack gaming series.
We smoke crack in the Game Grumps recording room, and then we play Mario Kart. God, that would be taken off YouTube so quickly.
I'm just reminded of that my mom listens to this podcast because I talked to her on the phone today. And she was like, yeah, you know, I like hearing your voice every now and there. I mean, I can hear it on the podcast, so it's fine. I'm like, okay, that's awesome, Mom. I'm like, did you like this episode? She goes, well, I just listened to hear your voice. And I'm like, so my mom goes through the trouble of listening to the podcast just to hear my voice, but what that voice is saying is garbage and filth.
Can we talk
and
about
it probably
this?
Hurts her a lot.
Absolutely. Can we talk about this? Because my mom.
But this is the way I'm famous.
I know.
This is the only way I can be me, Mom. I can't make money doing nothing else.
He's not, the boy's not talented, but don't. Like, my mom sat me down over Christmas and she said some stuff that was from the podcast. And I was like, oh, Mom, you still listen? She's like, yeah, every week. And I was
every week. I thought my mom dropped off at some point. She
I did too. Because I was like, episode. It's like, oh, Mom, you listened to the first episode of my podcast. That's very, very, you know, I see the support. Thank you. You don't need to listen anymore.
Exactly.
Now we're on episode 77 and my mom is still listening. And I'm like,
There have been episodes.
I know my brain starts racing when she says that. I'm thinking, what did I say?
It.
I've said some things. What's the worst thing I've said? And I start thinking back, and then I'm like, Mom, why do you? I don't want to tell you not to listen to it, but why do you listen to it? And she's like, I just want to hear your voice. It's how I connect to you. And I'm like, what, Mom? I'm making jokes about like pedophiles at Chuck E. Cheese and like telling these disgusting stories, and she's like. I know, I don't like what you say, but I just want to hear your voice. And I'm like, Mom, that's so sweet and makes me so self-conscious because now I can't talk about, you know, my little penis or your little penis or...
or mine, dude.
My mom's little penis.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom, you don't have a little penis.
You have a very nice vagina.
Right? I mean, that's key. That's on you. That's on you.
That is on
I didn't
me.
Say that, Mom. I didn't say that. That was what Ryan said. So you can't get mad at me for that one, okay? This will be a test to see if she actually listens.
Yeah,
because I'm sure she'll call me after that one.
Yeah, and say, I mean, I'm sure after she listens to this, she'll send me a picture for confirmation.
Ryan, she's going to call me and go, you know, I really didn't like what Ryan was saying about me on the last podcast.
And I'm sitting here cackling like a buffoon, like
you probably make my dad real jealous.
Like a drooling goblin.
like a knuckle-dragging, gimp-lipped fool. I want to, oh my God, I got to, stop!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I've been messing around with Logic, which is like music creation software I try to learn.
And
I
figured...
I just want recognition, Ryan. From my friend. No, I figured, like, you can load in sample packs, and I really want to get a sample pack of all your laughs and make some kind of, like, song with them.
I'm surprised no one's done a remix where it uses my laugh.
Like, your laughs and your coughs and your screams?
We could use it for the outro of every single one of our Let's Plays.
Mm-hmm.
With some dubstep in the background.
Like a dubstep remix with just, like, your sounds.
My laugh.
That's the most Let's Player thing I've ever heard of. Whatever happened to dubstep, dude? It just died. Like, where? How often
it's
you hear
still
dubstep?
Around. It's got to be still
yeah,
around.
Yeah, there's an underground community for it, I'm sure. But it's, like, it's gone back to what it was before people found out about it.
There's
just
no,
a small community.
I have a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night and that some YouTubers still use those dubstep intros.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to, like, I'm sure, like, a vlogging... Like a vlogging channel.
I could tell you who uses it. It's like the people that do tutorials, like shitty, unregistered Hypercam, like how to crack Sony Vegas tutorials.
But whenever I see one of those intros, I'm like, I know exactly what kind of tutorial this is going to be.
Yep, and then it's like low quality, and some guy's like,
hello, today I'm going to show you how to crack Sony Vegas.
Dude, I had to listen to a tutorial recently. I remember I could not listen to it.
You made me watch the rest of it.
Why was that?
Because the guy's voice was so... It was like...
Hey, guys. I got to set up the virtual audio cable.
And it was so soft and like... It was soft but grating because it was so soft. It was like, ugh! It felt like some...
I could not listen to him. I was mad as shit.
You came
so
in my
mad.
Room. You're like, go watch it for me.
I said, I'm too mad. I can't listen to this dude.
It sounded like you could feel his hot breath in your ear. Like, you could feel him, like, basically nibbling on your earlobe. It was like, ugh! I had to go in and watch 5 minutes of it, and I was like, oh, God, I see why he couldn't do this.
It's like you have the feeling that you need to lean in to listen to the screen... But, like, the more you lean in, it still doesn't change, and you're like, nothing I'm doing is making it louder. I have everything turned to max volume. This is
just
awful.
Like, he had very, like, soft, wet mouth sounds.
I know.
And, like, what was he, German or Indian? He had some kind of accent.
I think he was German.
Yeah, I think he was German. He was like,
this is the best way.
I can't do a German. It just
Matt's German, everybody.
This is the best way.
I'm sorry, I tried. I can't
Hello,
do impressions.
Hello, I'm a German.
Accents
welcome
are hard,
to Germany.
Hello, welcome to Germany.
Welcome, I am your friend. Typical German subject. I have my German face and my German clothes and my German hat.
You like German food?
I'm going to tip my German hat to you and eat some German food.
What's German food?
As I bid you adieu.
What's good German food, Ryan?
Schlorndogs.
Schlorndogs don't exist.
Bullshit. Come to the Schlorndogs.
Come to the Schlorndogs?
Come
Is
to
it like
the
a place? Like a region of mountains? Yeah, I spent the summer hiking the Schlorndogs with my old man.
The Schlorndogs?
It's a region of mountains in Germany.
Someone who has a picture of them, like with a mountain, you know, people like at the base of the mountain will take a picture with it or whatever. Someone upload that and just say like throwback Thursday to when I hiked Mount, what was it?
The Schlorndog.
Schlorndog. When I hiked the Schlorndog trail.
That sounds like some
and
kind
see
of
if
sexual
like,
innuendo.
What is that? Oh, I've never been there. That looks awesome.
I hiked the Schlorndog trail. I got lost on the Appalachian Trail. I think I told that story on the podcast. That shit was scary.
Oh, I know a German food.
What?
Beer, bread,
mustard.
Meat.
Mustard.
Mustard.
There you go.
Big blonde women with Viking helmets.
Hiking helmets.
Hiking helmets.
The fuck is a hiking helmet?
It has arms on it and helps you climb up the mountain. Like when you fall over in exhaustion, little arms pop out of it and then start
pushes
dragging
you back up.
Like, but they look like they're struggling like you normally would, but they're doing the work for you.
That's
so you
creative,
see,
man.
So you see a lot of people face down on like
the trails,
the
just
trails
getting dragged by their hat.
Yep, that would be great.
Have you ever done a lot of hiking?
Not when I was younger, not as much now because I'm an old piece of shit. JK, I'm still in my 20s and I have the body of an old piece of shit.
You are 23. Ryan and I could I don't think you could look any better, man. You're looking great. That's not sorry. That genuinely came off as me being like, I don't think you could look any better. I was trying to boost my friend's confidence. That's all I was doing.
Thanks, Matt.
Why do you sound upset?
I'm not. That's just how I'm talking right
well,
now.
Yeah, no, but I see that look in your eyes, Ryan. You're not happy with
I'm
me.
I'm burping.
Whoa, you're giving me a very angry look. Ryan, I
that was
not...
an after burp look. You know how people when they go, they do that after they burp.
Why do you gotta blink after you burp? It's like
I don't know.
Had nothing
a lot
to do with
of,
your
just
eyes.
Watch people when they burp. They're just like,
yeah, they like squint their eyes and everything.
It's like their system has to reboot real quick.
Just to like take a second to refresh. Like,
yet Jesus. All of their focus was on making sure that burp was as like fluid as possible.
Like their entire nervous system like shut down and focused on making that burp go smoothly.
You know what was the like most disgusting thing when I was a kid? In Toy Story 2, when Sal from Sal's Toy Barn, he's eating them Cheetos.
You mean Al.
Al, sorry. Al's Toy Barn, Sal. Whatever. Al, he's not a real fucking person.
But you should respect him as such.
I'm not hurting anyone's feelings. Fuck him. Al.
Damn, dude.
Al's eating some goofy fucking Cheetos. And remember, he has all that Cheeto dust on his fingers, and then Woody's climbing on him to get his arm from, like,
oh,
Al's
yeah.
pocket.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He's asleep on the couch.
And then Al lets out, like, one of those burps that's not, like, it's just...
Oh, yeah, that's...
Like,
that's,
those guttural burps, and I'm like, oh, imagine if I were that small, facing down the gut of Al, and he burped in my face.
That would be disgusting. That guy, man, I hated that character. He looked so much like a guy I knew that was a complete asshole. He looks exactly like... I showed you his picture once, right? I was like, look at this guy
yeah,
when I was
does.
In high
he
school.
He looks like Al.
He looks exactly like him. And I hope he's doing the equivalent of that in life these days.
The Prospector.
That movie was pretty good, man.
Toy Story 2 is my favorite Toy Story.
It's your favorite Toy Story? Yeah. I really like 3. Some people had an issue with 3. I like 3.
3's fine and dandy. I think... I really do like 3, but 2... I'm sorry.
2's good.
Is my favorite.
Get a little romance in there that wasn't in the first movie, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta have that romance.
Fourth
man.
One's gonna have that romance.
Holy shit.
Because Woody's gotta get Bo Peep back.
Yeah, dude. Toy Story 2 made me horny.
Dude, holy shit.
What?
What is this vehicle? It looks all banged up. I can't even tell what it is. It looks like it's been in some sort of wreck. Hold on. Let me bend this back.
Wait a second, Ryan.
Holy shit.
Is that a Segway?
Oh my fucking God.
Okay, Ryan, hold on.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on this Segway if you say one more swear word on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
Let's get on this Segway, buddy.
Why don't you apologize to the viewers?
I'm sorry, viewers. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Anne.
Yeah, thank you for apologizing to my mom, too.
I'm sorry.
What was that? What was that? You made a kiss sound, and you're talking about my mom.
I was just cleaning my teeth. And
you weren't cleaning your
it
teeth.
Was a smack
I watched
sound.
You. You looked into the distance as if you were imagining my mother,
dude,
and then you made a kiss.
She just got butterflies. That's all I'm saying.
You think my mom got butterflies? You think a little chill went down her spine?
Yeah,
she's like, oh, Ryan.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
This is weird. I don't like talking to
it's
my
like,
mom
it's like
this.
He's being all sweet, and he's a young man.
He's a young, attractive man.
He's a young.
Got a lot going for him.
He's like he's got that that young Nicholas Sparks lumberjack aesthetic.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like I'm that like. Lumberjack that finds love. He's not like mentally challenged. He's just stupid
he's
because
just slower
he didn't learn well.
Yeah, he's the runt of the litter. Not in size, but in terms of like you know, capacity to love and function. Like you know,
yeah,
the rest of us. I'm just gonna throw this out there, Ryan. You say one more thing about my mom on this podcast, there will be a phone call between you and my mom on this podcast.
Looking forward to it.
Actually, wait. What time is it? My mom is asleep. So I can't call her, but maybe on the
is
next
that what
podcast.
She told you?
Huh.
Yeah? What's up?
Maybe I'll have to leave my mom a little voicemail real quick. You know what? Ryan, if my mom's awake, you're going to have to talk to her.
You're not going to wake
Siri,
your mom up.
Call mom.
You're not going to wake your mom up.
Oh, I'm waking my mom up, Ryan. I'm sick of you disrespecting
it's
my mother.
It's like 7, 8, 9. It's 10:20 where she is. It's 10:20.
Hey, Mom, just want to let you know that Ryan's been saying some stuff about you, and I'm going to give him about 30 seconds to explain himself. So, Ryan? Ryan! I just hung up. I just hung up. That's the first thing my mom's going to get. God! It's just a kiss, and then it hangs up. She's gonna wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow and she's gonna see a missed call from me in panic because she's gonna think I was dying or some shit. And she's gonna be, hey, Mom, Ryan's been saying some things. I'm gonna give the phone to Ryan and then I hang up. Mom, I know that by now I've explained it to you in person and apologized, but here's a formal, I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention. I thought he would take it seriously.
You know it's all in jest, Anne.
Mrs. Watson.
No.
Ryan, I don't call my mom by her first name. You have to earn that title for my mom.
So you still haven't earned the...
No, it's I'm her son.
Oh, sure.
What if you just called your mom by your first name?
My cousin does that.
He calls his mom by her first name?
He goes, Layla. Yeah, he does.
That's like a stepmom
thing. But they have a good relationship. I just think I think he does it because he finds it funny.
That's too formal.
I know. I love it though.
Because she bizarre.
Like, I know. I think he stopped. I think he just did it like just to get a reaction out of her for a while because it was funny. Cecile, I don't. It's like I'm not even talking to my mom when I say
that. Yeah, it feels like you're talking to
like it couldn't be like Cecile. When I see her, I've never done that. I just be like, Mom.
I don't think of it. Like, why would I call my mom by her first name? It's Mom, you know?
But her name? That's so weird.
She has a name.
She is not Anne to you.
No.
She is Mom.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool, man. Having a mom is pretty spectacular.
And
don't see that little twinkle in your eyes.
It's fun.
I look over, I see that little gleam of...
You know, just at one point, Matt, you were a little twinkle in your dad's eyes, so...
Yeah. And now I'm here. Now I'm sitting in the Game Grumps office, living it up.
With all these amiibos and gafidgets and...
You say gafidgets?
Gafidgets.
Amiibos and gafidgets, man. I collect them both.
Whatever action figures are called.
I don't... Just action figures. Aaron's got all these Mega Man and all these Dragon Ball Z action figures around the room.
Yeah.
Look at that, man. That's pretty cool. He's got a Macho Man Randy Savage action figure up there on that shelf. You know, I'm also really not... I don't understand why Aaron has a life-size cutout of Richard Spencer. It's a little strange, but... it's signed. I just realized it's signed. Huh. Well, I mean, Aaron, to each his own. Now, guys, there's nothing Ryan loves more than Funko Pop figures.
That's right.
Isn't that right, Ryan?
That's right. I collect them.
What if we got our own?
I don't collect them.
Do you?
No.
Oh. I was like, yeah, I don't think you do.
No.
Are you bothered by those at all? Like, does the design, like... something about it puts me off.
Seems really commercial and not... When I think of collectibles, I think of, you know, you think of action figures or baseball cards. They don't seem like collectibles. These are produced solely to be collectibles, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like there's something very Disney about it.
Oh, totally. I just kind of think they're ugly, too. I think that, like, the just the design. I'm not a big fan of the little black eyes and, you know, stuff like that.
I can see that.
I don't know. Not my thing.
What if Funko makes us Funko figures and they're like, we're sorry you don't like the design, but now you have to stare at these and then apologize to us on national television live, 7:30 p.m., CNN.com. They're going to be live.
I'll say I don't know what that means. what if
camera cuts off and all of a sudden these guys in suits burst through our door? Matt, Ryan, follow us. You got to go give this speech to apologize.
They take us to CNN headquarters. We got to apologize on live TV.
They dress
with, like,
up
guns.
And like we're sweating and shit. They have a fucking M4s or whatever you want pointed at our necks.
Funko, we are so sorry. It was just simply, I was stating an opinion. I didn't know that, you know, you would get so upset by it.
Okay. Send them to the furnace.
No, Matt, what the fuck? They just throw me into like a massive furnace.
Yeah.
Dude, what if Funko was in like 90% done with like a deal for us? Like we're gonna make them their own Funko Pops and they're gonna make so much money, and then they hear this podcast, like, it's off the table. Fuck these guys. They're dead to us. It was gonna be like the like we were gonna be set for life because of this Funko deal. I mean, if that's a thing, Funko, then we'll do it.
Tell us to take this part out of the podcast and we'll rethink. Because imagine if we had Funko figures. We had those fans make Funko figures of us.
And I appreciated those. I didn't think those were awful.
Appreciated past tense. What does that mean?
I mean, I appreciate those. I still, they're on my bedside table. I kiss them every night. I kiss yours. I kiss mine. I say goodnight, Funko me and Funko friend Ryan. And then I have sweet dreams.
Then you, that's sweet. Do we have our own little, like to scale apartment?
Yes. It's on my bedside table.
Whenever I go into the kitchen, do you have to rush into your room and change my character to be in the kitchen?
No, Ryan. Does that on its own.
That would be creepy. That would be awesome.
I got a little bit of your soul and I put it in this thing.
Your mama got a little bit of my...
Ryan!
I'm sorry.
I saw a post on online that was like, hi, I'm a new watcher of Super Mega. And sometimes...
Does this kid sound to you?
That's how I read the post. He's like, so sometimes like Ryan will say something and Matt will go, Ryan, stop! Is that real? Is he actually upset? Yes, actually, I am.
Yeah, we're constantly mad at each other.
That's real anger. It's real rage, and I just thought I'd give you a direct answer instead of let other people answer for me, because you guys can't put words in my mouth. Only I can put words in my mouth.
No, you can only eject words from your mouth.
Ryan.
Someone who has you at gunpoint can put words into
your
mouth.
That's true. They definitely can.
They can be like, say this, and then you say it, and they put the words in your mouth.
What if I...
Or your brain put... Okay, so they're putting the words in your mouth, and then you spit them out. Okay, that's fine. The saying's clear to go. Myth busted.
Ryan, I got something for you. What if I wrote a word down on a piece of paper, and I stuck it in your mouth? I'd be putting words in your mouth.
Literally, yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
What for?
Because Can I speak about going... I'm going to go see a test screening of a movie. I'm not sure
shit.
I can say what movie at all.
Yeah, Ryan's going to go see a test screening
of a movie.
I don't know,
they were handing out pamphlets.
You think? It's not private.
Yeah, it's not private.
Just say it, dude.
Mowgli.
By?
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis, yeah. Ryan's going to go see a test screening of a movie.
Yeah, a movie that's not going to come out till like the latter half of this year, like in October.
Damn, dude. You're
maybe.
Lucky. You're a lucky man.
To cut out the October part.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want them to eject my invitation.
I say, Ryan, on your podcast, you said the wrong date.
They didn't invite me. They were just handing out fucking slips, so.
Look at you, man.
I mean, this all this information that I'm saying is public knowledge.
Yeah.
Because it's on a piece of paper.
Ryan, they're not going to sue you. You're good, man. You're good. Ain't nobody going to sue you.
But I've always wanted to be a part of, like, a test screening. I think it's really cool. This is, like, super, like, cool to me.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, man. I'm proud of you.
And it's Andy Serkis, and I like him.
Andy Serkis?
Mm-hmm.
Guy sounds like a real clown. Come on, that was funny, right?
It was.
That was pretty good.
But I was leaving room in for a laugh track.
Oh, that's very, very
Or put a bunch of me laughing, like a crowd of me. I'll do like several laughs.
Do some laughs real quick.
oh, boy.
Okay, now I'm going to play the whole thing back, how it should be listened to. Guy sounds like a real clown.
That was obnoxious.
Yeah, that was.
Both versions.
What do you mean both versions?
The one where it was just me doing.
You're saying
it.
my original joke was obnoxious?
No, I'm saying what I originally did and then what it turned out to be when it was put together.
That's absolutely true, man.
Did your mom text you back yet?
No, my mom didn't text me because she's asleep, Ryan. She's going to wake up in a cold sweat saying something's wrong with Matthew. And she's going to check her phone. She's going to say, "Ah, Matthew called me and he left a voicemail. What if he was dying and this was his last voicemail?" And I'm going to say, "Mom, you know, Ryan wanted to say something, and then it's a kiss. It's just a kiss."
Yeah, she's going to be like, that's going to start her. She's going to get the butterflies that I'm talking
Ryan!
About.
Ryan!
What?
It's my mom!
I know!
That began
I'm not,
me.
I'm not, that's not a sexual thing. That's just like a, wow, that boy's sweet, and he makes me feel nice.
I don't get butterflies when a doctor. Okay, what are you doing with your tongue now, Ryan? You're making little tongue motions.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. Why would I make that up? I'm talking about my mom.
You're
Stop,
lying.
Stop. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
That's vulgar.
What are you
that's grotesque.
About? I have no idea what you're talking about.
That is grotesque. Stop it. Stop. I don't even want to describe it because it's about my mother.
I'm not doing shit. I'm standing over here, standing.
You're sitting.
I'm standing.
You're sitting on the couch.
I'm just standing here. I just walked in, and he started accusing me of this. Where am I?
Ryan, you're on Super Mega Cast episode 77.
How long have I been here?
77 episodes.
77 episodes. That's a lot of time.
We had an idea. Actually, I had an idea. Ryan had no part of this.
Okay.
So don't give him any credit.
Don't give me any credit.
We were talking about making a live stream on our channel. That's 24/7. That's just podcast episodes of Super Mega Cast always playing in random order.
No, I mentioned to you this first, and then you forgot that I mentioned it, and then you...
No, I came up with this so long ago!
I saw Mega 64, and I was like, hey, dude,
I had the idea
this.
Before you
like,
came
yeah,
to me
we need
that.
To do that.
Boy. but we gotta... We're gonna make it, maybe, if you guys... What do you guys think? That's what we wanna know. So leave a comment down below. Let us know if you think that's a cool idea. It would just be random episodes.
With
like
a podcast? Like a,
just mixed up.
Like so, its own little radio station.
Yeah, so you tune in. And because there's so many episodes now, 77 of them, you're not ever gonna hear the same thing twice.
Well, you are.
If you were to listen for like 3 days, 4 days straight.
Well, I mean, when people... Like, if people listen to it one day, and then they just don't listen to it for a few months, like a month, and they come back, it could potentially be on the...
It's possible it could be the same episode again, but that's a 1 in 77 chance.
Are you taking into account the time passed?
Yeah.
And where statistically it could line up at that point?
Of course I am, Ryan. I always think about this kind of stuff.
You're always a step ahead of me.
I'm always thinking about math and science and history and geography and geometry.
How about music?
I'm always thinking about music. I got my own little radio station in my head. It plays 311 and Sublime and, you know, stuff like that.
Little Lion Man?
That's not a thing. What is Little Lion Man?
What are you talking about?
What's Little
That's
Lion
what you
Man?
Listen to all the time.
What the fuck is Little Lion Man? What are you talking about?
You don't know Little Lion Man, dude?
No, because it's not real. It's another Ryanism that you come
not.
Up with in your gaslight.
Little Lion Man's a thing.
Yeah.
And you listen to it all the time.
No, I don't. What is this?
It's a Little Lion
No,
Man.
It's not.
This is a Little Lion Man.
I don't know what's going on.
Look, it's a Little Lion Man.
That's a song by Mumford & Sons?
Yep.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Back in high school.
I don't like Mumford & Sons.
Do most people like them?
I find their music very annoying. That's just my opinion. But what do you think about Mumford & Sons? Do you like them?
They're there.
It's not my type of
they're
music.
They're just like in the other. They're somewhere. Like I pass them up musically. Like I was just kind of like, what? What's going on?
I don't really care about this folksy music.
I passed them. I heard them and listened to them and it didn't stick and I don't listen to them today and it's not something I would ever go back to and listen to.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like the tune of their music does not catch my ear and tickle it and go, hey, keep listening to this because this sends dopamine in your brain. It doesn't do that for me. It just kind of goes, ah, Matt, you don't need to listen to this.
It's like they could tour around with Owl City and it would be I'm sure everybody would love it.
Owl City's the same for me. I've never really been a fan of
that's
Owl
why
City.
I'm kind of grouping them together.
Yeah.
That type of music,
exactly.
For that genre,
similar styles. I'm also the
I'm
same.
Not saying
with,
it's bad.
It's just style I'm
it's
not into.
Exactly.
Ed Sheeran. I'm the same way with him.
Didn't he like? Wasn't he not able to sing or something at first, and then he just taught himself, or he got someone to just teach him how to sing, and now he can sing.
I wonder how much of singing is like genetically, like how your voice is to begin with, and how much of it is actually learning. Because like if anyone can learn to sing,
I don't think anyone can learn to sing.
Yeah, I feel like there's some people you probably can't. I don't know.
It's got to be genetic.
I feel like Danny would tell you can learn.
I don't know. Think so. I feel like anybody can learn how to sing, but it's singing well that's the problem.
Yes, just like anybody can learn how to drive a car, but driving well is a different story.
What about a man with no arms?
I'm sure he'll find a way to drive. Maybe get a little mouth control, put his tongue on it.
What if he has an eye patch? And he's blind in the other eye.
Then he probably shouldn't try to drive. Like, he can want to, but he probably, that would not bode well.
He could still learn how to drive, actually.
He could have one foot that controls the gas and the brake, and one foot that has two pedals for left and right. I don't think, like, he should drive, personally, but I don't want to stop a disabled man from achieving his dreams.
He can drive in, like, an empty parking lot on, like, 1/100th of a gallon of gasoline.
So he gets like 5 feet.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, buddy, you did it. You drove.
And then he gets out, and then the president hands him a big medal. And it says, good job for driving.
Or, as a prank, we could put him on the 101 freeway in a U-Haul, a very big truck, filled with 10,000-pound weights.
Oh, okay.
I think that'd be funny.
That would be funny.
It'd be pretty funny.
Yeah,
just a big old prank on the guy.
Yeah.
We did that. Like, we found a man with no arms and he had eye patches on both eyes and then put him in a truck and made him drive on the 101 freeway. I don't think that story would go over well.
Not for a lot of people.
And I think a lot of people might die as well.
But
so,
for the meme, dude?
For the meme of it.
For the meme of it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Fuck yes, brother.
Yeah, I'm feeling that one. That's a hot meme. That's a fresh meme.
Do you still feel like you have a general grasp on internet culture?
Yes, I think I do.
Okay.
Do I partake in it or necessarily find it all funny? No, but I feel like I have a grasp on it, and I understand. There hasn't been too much that's hit me yet. Like, I don't think I'm too far detached or too old to look at, you know, the memes of today and say, I don't get it. Or
yeah.
It's like I get it. I just it's like I probably would have laughed at that 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
Just because I guess I'm, because I am about 22 now. So some of that stuff is, but I don't want to sound like a meme patrician, man. I don't want to sit over here and be like, oh, no, these memes just aren't funny enough for me. Maybe 5 years ago when I was a little less cultured, I'd laugh.
Funny to you.
Yeah. But they're not. I can't help not thinking it's funny.
Sometimes they're funny.
There are some funny ones.
Some.
I don't dislike memes. I don't think memes are unfunny. I think that there's a rise in memes and how anything becomes a meme now. And the life cycle of a meme is so short nowadays. Do you remember way back in like 2012, a meme would live for like months and months and then just now it's like
every
day.
Become a little urban legend.
Yeah, exactly. Get its own page on Know Your Meme, which now Know Your Meme has so many pages. What if there's a page for Super Mega? What if?
Are we a meme?
Should I look it up on Know Your Meme to see if there's a page for Super Mega? Know your meme. If there's not a page, I will be so disappointed. Know your meme? Oh, wait, we do have a page on Know Your Meme. Ryan!
What?
We've made it!
Well, what does it say about us?
We have our own page on Know Your Meme!
What does it say about us?
Guys, when did this happen? Super Mega is a Let's Play and live-action comedy channel created and hosted by Matt Watson and Ryan McGee. Wow, guys, now you just gotta make us a Wikipedia page. Can someone make me and Ryan a Wikipedia pages, please? I would like one for myself, and he would like one as well. You came to me before this podcast and said, Matt, please ask people to make us Wikipedia pages because I'm too nervous to ask. And I said, sure, Ryan, of course I will. So please make the longest, most accurate, because Wikipedia will remove it otherwise. It's got to be the most accurate Wikipedia pages. Please don't make bad Wikipedia pages. They'll ban us forever. You know, I can't get verified on Twitter anymore thanks to white supremacists. So thank you, white supremacists.
They took out that...
Twitter removed their request verification feature because it had to do with something with white supremacists. So thanks a lot, guys. You really blew it for me.
You fucking Nazis.
You really made me unhappy.
We're
with
actually
this one.
Speaking to Nazis.
Yeah.
But
they're jumping to the keyboard saying they're not Nazis, though.
Twitter could have allowed those Nazis to say whatever they wanted. Come on.
Hey, I know, man.
I mean, that is just a strictly business decision, though. It's not like infringing on.
That's the thing, because people act like. Like, let's say Twitter starts banning Nazis, like legitimate neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And then people are like, well, that's my freedom of speech is being silenced. It's like, no, Twitter's it's a business. Yeah. It's not a government-owned institution. So they have the right to say, hey, this is our business. We don't want people like that on our program.
Well, I see the benefit. And also, like, of course, this always needs to happen. All sides need to be able to voice their every opinion, even though it's stupid, because that's how we weed out stupid opinions, is by hearing them. And we attach ourselves to opinions that seem good, or at least morally sound, usually. And of course, there's always gray areas in between those. It's just like when it does come to Twitter in terms of that, if someone is offending anyone at Twitter, a CEO or something, then that person has the right to take it upon themselves as their business to do whatever they need to cut some, I don't know, because people might not put ads on that shit anymore. Same thing happened with YouTube.
Yeah.
You're seeing this has a lot more to do with, I think, ads than the disagreement of opinion on the company's part. Even though the companies do stand, like, we don't stand with these views, I think it all... It basically goes to sites going, well, I'm not sure I want to host my stuff when there's a bunch of Nazis on the site.
That's true.
So,
I don't like Nazis.
I don't either, by the way. I'm not sure if I've said that. But I do not appreciate Nazis' viewpoints or their actions in the past and present.
or in the future, just for that
matter.
Yeah,
the future, you know.
Don't support those actions.
I don't support them.
Speaking of awful people, did you hear about that mom and dad that kept, like, 13 of their kids locked up in their basement for years? Like, handcuffed and everything?
Yeah, like, anywhere from 12 years old to 29 years old.
Yeah. And they had like, a baby, too, I think. They had, like, young kids, too. Not, like, kept chained up, but...
Sure, a lot of the kids have, just... a mental disability, like a learning disability just from that. Because did you ever see the story of the two, like, wild children that were found out in the woods or something like that? They were found.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they're with a loving family now, but they never clicked because in their developmental period, they were just...
They didn't get, like, the nurturing or
no,
the
no nurturing
stuff to build, to like... What?
They didn't learn anything. They didn't learn a language, essentially. They didn't learn how to take care of themselves. I mean, they learned for themselves, but, like, as a wild, instinctive being, not as a taught, socialized person of society.
That's the crazy thing, because it's, like, those years are the most crucial years for learning, because that's when your brain is, like, developing. And then after that, it kind of forms. It's like clay. And, like, you know, you can still learn stuff, but, like, the key years are gone. Like, I wish that I had somehow been able to learn a language when I was, like, 5. Because I feel like you can become fluent in language so much more quickly when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's crazy. And now it's so much harder as an adult.
You just wish, just kind of, because it would be no effort for you now. But when you were younger, like your parents were bilingual. Like,
yeah, that'd be awesome.
They were, and then they teach you.
Guys.
Because I got friends who just, they know different languages. While they not, like, they can speak it well too, but they just understand it more because they learned it as a first language as a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Spanish or something.
I had friends, one of my best friends in high school was Korean, and he, his mom would always like talk to him in Korean, and he'd just like respond in English
yep.
just nonstop. And I was like, oh, so you speak Korean? He's like, kind of. I'm like, well, you just, like, you understand it. And it was so funny because he'd be on the phone with his mom, and his mom would be talking to him, and he'd be like, yeah. Yeah, and then she'd get really mad, and then he'd have to start speaking in Korean back, like just to fight with his mom.
That's got to also be something. If you could speak another language and you were talking with your family, some conversations would seem a bit more private, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally. We should, I think everyone should learn another language and teach their kids, and everyone will be nice and smart.
Let's all learn sign language.
Okay, Ryan.
What?
I know. How much of the alphabet? I know A, B, C, D. Oh, forgot. F.
E, F, G, H, I.
You're just making signs with your hands.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, that's sign language. What if we start doing Super Mega Cast in sign language? Man, we should
just be like, just imagine just.
No, like we should do it regularly, but then put that little like the box video of a woman in the corner doing sign language for the entire podcast, explaining what we're saying. Just like
I'm just imagining just like the podcast as is just. That's us yelling at each
That's when you're
other.
Saying something about my mom. And I'm like,
yeah,
stop!
You're snapping back.
Oh, man. Guys, well, I think that about does it. It's been a kind of an all-over-the-place podcast, but I had fun. What about
like
you,
it's
Ryan?
A good one. Good, energetic podcast.
Just good,
I have
good
to agree.
And fun. Again, check out MeUndies. You know, you got that 20% off your first pair. And to end the podcast, Ryan, would you light the stick of dynamite and place it in my ass?
Sure. Hold on.
Okay.
Putting it in.
Okay.
There you go, buddy.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.